What's up and welcome to the Culture Pop, a podcast about everything culture and pop culture, mass media, social media, history, and everything in between. It's a podcast by students who will share their thoughts, opinions, and what we learn. And we will try not to embarrass Mr. Ferroni. I'm your host, Philip Shanzak. I'm joined today by
Ethan Mann
and Jason.
Alright, so we are talking about how when celebrities die, how the death impacts us. So,
well, to start, like, when Kobe died, a lot of people, like, you know, felt that because I guess it was something to relate to.
Yeah, he was a role model to, like, everyone. Like, even if you didn't follow basketball, you knew he was, like a role model.
Like inspiration and stuff.
Yeah, right. How about when Juice WRLD or Pop Smoke died? Everyone was, like, upset, and, like, it seemed like some people didn't even like him before.
Yeah, I think when you die, people tend to, like you a lot more because, you know, they just tend to hear you and they understand now, like, what you were saying when you were alive. And, like, even when, like, they died, the message they left and, like, their music and stuff, it's, like, stuff people can relate to. So, like, that's why I guess it impacted so many people.
Yeah, I say, like, now people are, like, more upset for some reason, so they follow Juice WRLD's music more because he, like, made sad songs and stuff.
And they can relate to it and stuff.
Yeah,
and, like,
right.
And, like, compare their own life with their own music. So I'm guessing that's the reason why they, like, take it more personally. So, yeah.
Yeah, the way they die, though, that's like the worst part, because, like, nobody expected, like, Kobe to, like, die in a helicopter crash. They didn't expect Juice WRLD to die for the way he did, or Pop Smoke, because it's, like, they so young, so, like, they still got a lot more to do.
That's right. Who else recently died?
How did Kobe affect people differently compared to, say, Pop Smoke?
Well, I mean, Kobe was, like, more of an inspiration, like, for every single person, like,
Not only just, like the basketball community, but, like, other fathers as well, because he had, like, five daughters, right, or four?
He had four, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he did everything, like, on and off the court. He even had his own foundation, I believe.
Yeah, like, the mentality that he kept, and, like, it helps all of us, like, to, like, you know, no matter, like, what we want to do with our lives, like, just keep trying at it, and, like, maybe we'll, like, get it, or, like, we want to strive to, like, be the best in what we're doing. You know, yeah.
Pop Smoke, I mean, he was an inspiration to, like, a lot of younger audience, per se, to, like, because Kobe wasn't, like, an inspiration to every single person, but the younger audience, like, for Pop Smoke, because, like, some of them can relate, because they grew up like how he grew up.
Yeah. And, like, other people, like, older people, they get to, like, grow up, and, like, some of the legends that were still, like, there, they were still alive. Yeah. But, like, the people we grew up with, like, they died too young.
Yeah, they died, like, in their 20s.
Yeah.
Do you think age affects us? Because, again, Pop Smoke was only 20.
Yeah.
I think he just turned 20, so.
He just turned 20.
Yeah, it was his birthday or something like that.
But, like, were there any, in your opinion, celebrity passings that affected you guys in some way?
I think, like, everyone was affected by, like, when X died and Kobe. Because, like, yeah.
Also, my students said Cameron.
Boyce. Cameron Boyce.
Oh, yeah.
Mac Miller.
Why? Why did you care so much? Like, why did that affect
you? Because you grew up on them.
Because we grew up watching them.
And it's, like, we're, like, the same age.
Yeah, like, you grew up on them and, like...
Like Kobe, like, I think I was, when I was playing basketball, I was playing 2K, and I was playing with Kobe, playing against Michael Jordan, and the crazy part is, I'm in a group chat, and then they all text me, like, Kobe just died, and we're like, I don't usually believe it, because, like, it's hard to believe stuff nowadays. Then I looked at, like, TMZ and everything, I'm like...
Did you see the basketball court in the Philippines?
Yeah, in L.A.?
I was in
the... Oh, no, what was... What happened?
It's like a mural of Kobe, right?
Yeah.
I know they had, like, lights lighting up with, like, Kobe's number in Paris or something like that.
Yeah.
That was.
But why is that? Why do we care so much? Obviously, we grew up with them, but do you feel like, is there a personal attachment we have to celebrities because we kind of have an insight into their lives? Is it shocking when we see celebrities pass on because we almost see them as invincible too? Like, yeah. We think they're perfect and they're invincible, so.
Honestly, like.
I think it really happened to anybody at any moment. That was crazy about it.
What do you think it leads people to reflect and appreciate your own life and the fact
that you're still here? Because, like, a lot of people, like, go. Like, people come and go, but, like, when celebrities die, it's like, man, like, we were just, like, talking about that person, or we were just, like, talking about how inspired we were, and now they're, like, gone. So it's like, who can inspire us now?
Well, it's like you still see people's movies when they're not around. So yeah. It's like they're still kind of a part of your lives in some way.
Yeah.
Any other thoughts?
I
mean, like Michael Jackson's death had an effect on a lot of people. Prince's death. Robin Williams' death had an effect on a lot of people.
Paul Walker's death, too.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, Paul Walker's
death, too. Paul Walker.
Yeah.
Because I think they're about to finish one of the movies, too, right?
Yeah.
Didn't they use his brother for the ending?
Yeah. No, I think I heard the most of the song. Like, at a graduation, God. They played the song, and they like, that's
the
like...
song the, with Wiz Khalifa.
Yeah. They were like, that's like the worst thing to play at a graduation. Because, oh, like... God. Yeah. Oh.
It up.
Thank you to Jason and Ethan for joining us today in our topic. I'm your host, Philip, and signing off.
All right, thank you. Round of applause, please. Sure, it's sweet.